Coach's Insight programs, they continue here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tammo. We're joined now by Corey Eckert, the boys basketball coach over at ACCHS. It's brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers out to an 0-2 start, but they have seen two very good teams. You have seen a Horton Chargers team that has won 15-plus games each of the last 2 years, certainly going to compete in the NEKL in that title race this year. And then the Big 7 League champs, Sabetha, on Tuesday night. So two very good teams out the gate. Coach, just talk about this last week and what you've seen from your team.
Yeah, you know, tough start against really good teams against Horton and Sabetha, and you know, they're going to compete in their leagues this year for the championships. And, you know, I thought first game saw some good things, you know, in terms of effort and hustle, but too many turnovers and give up too many offensive rebounds. Kind of hurt us in that one. Last night against Sabetha, thought we played a really good first half. We were down 12-9 at one point, and we played hard, and just shots weren't falling for us. And then, you know, second half kind of went back to the whole turnover and giving up rebounds, which hurt us the first game. So, you know, we moved forward from the first game to the second with our first half. But we just got to be more consistent, put a full game together.
How about the preparation after those two? You get down at the West on Friday this week. We'll talk about it in a moment. But it seems like, again, kind of the theme for those first couple games, turnovers and offensive rebounds, you know, given that opposition, second chance opportunities. Do you feel like those are kind of the top two things that you saw and kind of took away from those first two games?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, we're at a point with this team where we're worried less about what the opponents are doing and more about, you know, we've got to take care of our business of you know, handling the ball better and making good passes and boxing out, you know, things that people take for granted and this team's taking for granted. But we got to focus on the little things right now. And then once we take care of the ball and we start rebounding, then we can worry about, you know, X's and O's and everything like that.
Yeah, and the schedule, it doesn't do many favors here before the holiday break. As we talk about, again, you play Horton out the gate, you play Sabetha this week, you get Donovan West, a scrappy team that returns a bunch of talented guards and a very quick and athletic team. And then you look at next week, you get a Centralia team and then Valley Falls, who's also going to be there in the Northeast Kansas League. So you look at the first five games before the holiday break, and each game, it is no easy out.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely talked about that. December and early January is a really tough stretch for us as a schedule with some really good teams, really experienced teams. And, you know, we just got to stay focused and work on, you know, improving and getting better in practice every day and putting a better product out each night. Knowing that, you know, we're seeing a lot of these good teams now. And then, you know, mid-January on, you know, hopefully we're way ahead of where we're at now. We can start competing against, you know, other teams on our schedule.
What could you tell us about Donovan West, the opponent for Friday? They have played a couple of games, familiar opponents in Morehill Mount Academy and Riverside, and coming up on the short end, but they were certainly competitive in both of those games. What can you tell us about your opponent for Friday?
Yeah, I mean, they're a real good team. They're very aggressive and very physical, and they play hard, and good things happen when you play that style. When you play hard, you hustle, and you're just physical and don't back down, you know, good things happen, and you get turnovers off of that and easy hoops. And, you know, that's the style we're trying to play, and we haven't done that for a full game yet, but they'll be tough. They got a lot of good guards. They brought everybody back from last year. So we're up for the challenge, and we're hoping to put out a better game this week.
ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Corey Eckert, joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers at Donovan West on Friday night, and then two more games for the holiday break next week against Centralia and at Valley Falls. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.